Hey, Kirk.
Hey, Greg.
Hey. You ready to talk some fancy football?
Oh, boy, am I.
All right. Well, cool. Well, hey, pretty simple episode we got in store for you today. Very exciting. All we got going on today is just a mock draft. This is our first one after the NFL draft has taken place, so that's kind of exciting. But we want to kind of keep it simple for you today. What we're going to do is just change it up a little bit from our previous mock drafts. Standard scoring league draft, 12 teams, and the roster is as such. One quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, and a tight end, six bench players. So very old school type of league. We are in a league that is like this. However, it's not a snake draft. It's an auction draft, but these leagues, believe it or not, still do exist.
I love how you characterize them as old school, because that seems to be the way that league is run. It's very old fashioned and
run by an old fuddy duddy.
Yeah. Yeah, we never change. We don't change rules because that's just the way we've always done it.
Yeah, that's the way we've always done it. Why would we change?
Yeah, Grandpa Smock.
Yeah. So, hey, anything else you want to talk about before we get to our sponsor?
Standard scoring, 12 teams, locked roster, and then so that would mean that it's yards and TDs, essentially.
Yeah. So, yep, exactly. So I'll tell you that the other thing that's kind of, weird about this is I ran a league last year. It was a work and neighborhood league auction draft, but we stayed true to this starting roster here of one quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, and a tight end, no flex. And a lot of guys, I talked to them and they said, man, they said, I have not played in the league without a flex in so long. It makes it so tough. And and they said, can we do a flex next year? And I said, well, do you want to do a flex because it's easier or because it's more fun? Because ultimately I want to do what's more fun. And
right.
And some of the other guys said, well, it is kind of fun to go through that thought process. So, just kind of food for thought if you are looking at different ways to do a league. If you're in five leagues with a flex, why not try one without it?
Yeah.
Kind of switch it up.
Yeah, it's like instead of buying your milk, go buy a cow and milk it, yourself.
I was thinking maybe I thought you were gonna go like buy almond milk, but
if you want to go back into the dark ages and instead of buying milk in the store, just milk the cow yourself. See how that works. It'll be more all right. Fun.
You know, people may like that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so before we go into our mock draft, I just want to mention one of our sponsors. And this sponsor has been with us for a while. And that is the Under 18 Dance Club, the Metro in downtown Erie. It's perfect for when you and your two friends want to combine to slam five beers in the parking lot within the 15 minutes before they open.
Yeah.
Once you get in, you're going to see that annoying chick from your English composition class, but you'll also have a chance to walk around the dance floor until some girl hopefully grabs your arm.
Yeah.
If things work out well, you'll go home with her other friend at the end of the night. If not, just call one of your high school teachers and they'll be sure to make out with you and lose their job after work. So,
what?
I'm just saying, if those things ever occurred.
That's absurd.
Yeah, that would never happen.
I would refer that place to that place as the club.
The club. Yeah. Are you going to the club?
Yes. The only club in town.
Yeah. Hey, if you mention code word fancy at the front door, you're not going to get any free drinks because they don't serve drinks, but they'll know that you're something special.
They won't put that weird underage mark on your hand.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So are you ready to do this mock draft?
Yeah, I can't wait to draft a QB number one.
All right, so let us randomize our draft position, mm-hmm. not something we selected beforehand. Okay, randomize button, and we are number five.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we'll be missing out on Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
He's the number two ranked quarterback, according to our last episode.
Well, I don't think he was actually at running back in those rankings.
What did I say?
You said quarterback.
Oh. Well, he's kind of a do it all kind of guy.
He's very versatile.
Yeah.
All right. So, but that was also PPR. This is standard league. So be prepared to go running back heavy. All right. Yes. So are you ready to start the draft?
I am ready.
All right, let's do it. Number five. That's kind of a position I'd be okay with this year.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, again, the great thing about Draft Wizard on FantasyPros.com is they will switch it up every time you do a mock draft, even though it's all computer picks. The interesting thing about this one is they actually, even though it's a standard scoring league, Antonio Brown went with the number one overall pick. And then it kind of went as we expected. Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, and Ezekiel Elliott. So the top three running backs off the board.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what we're left with, I think if we're looking at running back, we have David Johnson. You know, Alvin Kamara is there. Receiver, we have DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham. There's an obvious choice for me. Kirk, what are you thinking?
David Johnson.
I would agree. So we have quite a few picks in between us here. Standard scoring, you know, I typically like to adhere to the running back strategy mm-hmm. of the first two rounds. I will tell you that let me just talk about who's available from the running back position and the wide receiver position. Just so everybody has a clue. So from the running back position, here's what we're looking at. And remember, when we talk about this, we are on the shorter turn here. So to come back around, but running backs are Devonta Freeman, Jordan Howard, Christian McCaffrey, Jerick McKinnon, Joe Mixon, Kenyon Drake. That's kind of what we're looking at. Derrick Henry for running backs at wide receiver, Mike Evans, Doug Baldwin, Tyreek Hill, Adam Thielen. So that's where we're at. What are you thinking right now, Kirk?
Well, I was just thinking how the drop off happens and how your planning is going to go from a 12 team to a 10 team.
Yeah.
Especially without a flex. It's very interesting. So I still want to pick a running back because I think there's a bigger drop off from the, you know, the good running backs to the mid-level running backs. So repeat those again.
So at running, I'll tell you, running backs, we have Devonta Freeman, Jordan Howard, Christian McCaffrey, Jerick McKinnon, Joe Mixon, Kenyon Drake, Derrick Henry, Alex Collins, Jay Ajayi.
I mean, I know what two I would be deciding on. And it would be Freeman and Howard.
Okay. I will tell you that, in my opinion, I would rather go Mike Evans here and hope that I don't think there's a huge disparity between the running backs, between Freeman, Howard, and, you know, Drake or Henry. But I'm going to let you make this pick. If you think Freeman and Howard are slam dunks, I'll go with you, but whatever you think here.
Well, you know, I'm always willing to bend, as I'm doing right now, as you can tell. So, in my bending and flexible attitude, if you don't think the drop off is much, and the best wide receiver available, Mike Evans, I don't mind that. I'll be twisted into that.
Okay, so again, we're getting him with the eighth pick of the second round, which I feel comfortable with. So let's go with Mike Evans.
Yeah.
see what comes back around to us.
Yeah.
At the running back position. Come on. All right, here we go. Mike Evans. Oh, boy. So there was a little bit of a run on running backs after us. There was four straight running backs taken.
I knew it.
Freeman is gone. McKinnon is gone. Mixon and Howard are gone. So when we look at running back, we are talking Christian McCaffrey, Kenyon Drake, Derrick Henry, Alex Collins, Jay Ajayi. And then you have some of the rookies who are not Saquon Barkley. You have Geis, Rashad Penny, Sony Michel. If we wanted to look at receivers, Adam Thielen, T.Y. Hilton, your favorite, Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Allen Robinson, Larry Fitzgerald. So there's some players available there. What are you feeling right now?
Well, I feel like some of the top wide receivers left look more enticing than some of the running backs. But then again, at some point, we're going to be looking at what backup running back is going to press the starter for time. So when you're looking at it, what do you see? Do we have to then draft for need, or then just try to go after the best available player because he's better?
So I'll tell you, it looks like there have been 15 running backs taken, as opposed to only 12 receivers. So if we think those trends will continue, we may want to take a running back here just because.
But we have a starter?
Yeah, because if not, we may be looking at Darius Geis or Rashad Penny, which is fine.
Right.
But, we're taking a gamble there. Although, the running backs we get may not be as good as an Adam Thielen.
Or a Hilton with a healthy Andrew Luck.
Right. Right. So I'm tempted to go.
Are any of those running backs 1,000-yard running backs? Because Adam Thielen is a 1,000-yard receiver right around.
Yeah, I think Ajayi maybe.
Okay.
But, there's so many question marks around him too. Do you want to go with Adam Thielen though? Just the known solid guy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's hovering around 1,000 yards and okay. Close to double digit touchdowns.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Third round, let's go with Thielen.
Yep.
All right. Well. Okay. So it's going to be very thin at running back. I'll tell you that much right now. So the running backs that go off the board after Thielen are McCaffrey, Ingram, Derrick Henry, Kenyon Drake, and Rashad Penny all went. Right now, if we look at running back, we have Alex Collins, Jay Ajayi, Derrick Geis, and Deion Lewis. Those are our best running back options.
I would think Jay Ajayi at this point is a very good option.
Okay. If I may just point you to receiver, we have Demaryius Thomas, Brandon Cooks, Juju Smith-Schuster, the two Detroit receivers, Jones and Tate, Jarvis Landry, Michael Crabtree.
Out of those, who did you think was the best?
I agree with you. I would go Ajayi here. Out of the receivers, though, I would go Demaryius Thomas.
Okay. And that's where I was. I mean, you seem to have listed other wide receivers that I felt fairly comfortable with if they were to last. Whereas some of the running backs, it's going to get down to where you're going to have to want to pick one of the Cleveland running backs, and that's where we don't want to get into that position.
Never want to get in that position.
Yeah.
So Alex Collins or Jay Ajayi?
What do you think? I don't like any Baltimore Ravens on my team either, so I vote let's get a Super Bowl winning running back.
Yep. Okay. So Jay Ajayi is our fourth round pick. He is our running back number two.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That's interesting. Okay. All right. Let's see who goes off the board now. Demaryius Thomas is the next player picked.
Go figure.
And then there's a little bit of a run on quarterbacks.
Good.
Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Drew Brees. Alex Collins does go. And then they do go Golden Tate, Brandon Cooks, and Marvin Jones. So if we remember, this is two running backs and three receivers. So we have our starting running backs set.
Yeah.
If we look at receiver, we have Juju Smith-Schuster, Jarvis Landry, Crabtree, Edelman, you know, Devin Funchess. That's kind of the ilk we're looking at now. Uh-huh. If we look at tight end, Hunter Henry, Evan Engram, Greg Olsen, Jimmy Graham. Hunter Henry.
Yeah, okay. He's a question mark. I mean, I think he's going to be good. Do we think he's going to be – is he a 1,000-yard tight end?
I think he'll fill into the Gates role. I think he'll be anywhere from, 800 yards or above and, hopefully 8 touchdowns. I think he'll be very serviceable. The big question is if we think we can get him back in the 6th round. Right. The other thing is at running back, we have Darius Geis is still available. I know there's no flex in this league, but what do you weigh more, getting a starter or going after the hardest position to get depth at?
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to pick before they get picked over, so you have to. That's. This is where I think every time I draft, I employ a different philosophy somehow instead of sticking to something. And I don't know. I mean, I would be happy with the best available tight end, knowing that they're going to be an 800 plus yard, guy. I feel like that would be good, but.
Okay.
I also would think that having another wide receiver would be good, and like you said, you're down to slim pickings on the running back. So I'm gonna let you come up with the pick on this one.
Okay. Well, to me, it's between Juju Smith-Schuster and Hunter Henry right now. So do we want to get a really solid number three receiver, or do we want to get a who we think can be a top four or five starting tight end? Do we think Hunter Henry may come back around to us in the 6th round? Because Juju definitely will not. But the other thing,
they're very comparable stat wise.
Yeah, but the other thing is, I look at Hunter Henry and I see the guys below him, Evan Engram, Greg Olsen, Jimmy Graham. Are those guys going to be a huge – I don't think they're as huge a drop-off. So I'm actually going to go receiver here.
Okay. I was going to guess that.
Yeah, and it's not just because it's Juju.
No.
So I'm going to pick Juju. Just so you know, the website had a 30% chance we were picking Juju. So –
Oh, that's an interesting
Tom Brady. Little
feature.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Tom Brady was the next pick. Hunter Henry does go at the 6'3", as well as Evan Engram and Greg Olsen. Darius Geis, running back, is still available to us in the 6th round. I think that's kind of interesting. Let me just talk about the quarterbacks who are left. Kirk Cousins, Matt Stafford, Ben, Jimmy Garoppolo, Rivers, Luck, Goff. There's still plenty of Matt Ryan, Jameis Winston. Still plenty of options.
And this is a yards, TDs, or four?
Standard scoring. Okay. Yep. Darius Geis still available. Receiver, we have Funchess, Watkins, Pierre Garçon, Corey Davis, Cooper Kupp. That's kind of what we're looking
at. At this point, I'm looking at quarterback and tight end in my world.
Okay.
Because I like to fill out my roster starters first.
Okay. So this is where you and I will probably disagree. Right. So there's Jimmy Graham at tight end. There's Jimmy Graham, Delanie Walker, Rudolph Burton, Jordan Reed, Jack Doyle, Tyler Eifert. So I feel, again, I'm going to let you make this pick, but I'm going to make my case. I feel there's depth at quarterback. There's depth at tight end. Darius Geis, to me, if I was making this pick, and I'm not trying to pressure you, Darius Geis, Deion Lewis, you know, Sony Michel and Ronald Jones are also still there. So there is depth at the running back position. Hopefully one of those guys will come back to us. But I'm looking for guys who can be starters. After them, there's a huge drop off at the running back position.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's what I'm not seeing. I mean, obviously I'm going by what they say. So right. Yeah, if they're as far as quarterback, I want to draft a quarterback, but I could probably get the same quality later.
Let me show you the other aspect to this is that let me see if I can get this feature here. What other teams are doing. Oh, this is tough. Sorry, this website's a little slow. So seven quarterbacks have been taken. So there's still five teams left that need to draft a quarterback, and six tight ends have been taken. So
right.
You know.
Yeah, and that's you know, maybe this will help me grow as a fantasy player and, you know, go after that possibly mid-level running back and knowing that he may not start.
So here's what the website has us a 51% chance of picking Kirk Cousins. I know you're a big Kirk Cousins guy. Yeah,
51 only because I talk louder than you. That's why. Yeah. That's why they understand. I mean, I would, but you know, my gut tells me that I could probably get a quarterback that I'll be okay with the next time.
Okay.
Yeah, I say pick the running back that's going to get the most action.
Darius Geis. All right, he is our sixth round pick, and then after this, you know. Like I said, we can address some of our other needs. So before we pick our next pick, though, I just want to kind of just recap who we have so far on our team. So at running back, we have, well, it's pretty easy. We have three running backs and three receivers. We have David Johnson, Jay Ajayi, and Darius Geis. At receiver, we have Mike Evans, Adam Thielen, and Juju Smith-Schuster. I really like how this team is shaping up. Unfortunately, Kirk Cousins went the pick right before us. He almost came back around. Right now at quarterback, we have Stafford, Big Ben, Jimmy G, Phillip Rivers, Andrew Luck, Jared Goff are still out there, Matt Ryan. Still out there. At tight end, we have Delanie Walker, Kyle Rudolph, Trey Burton, Jordan Reed. At receiver, if we want to look at some depth there for the bench, who do we have? We have Jameson Crowder, Will Fuller, Cooper Kupp still available, Emmanuel Sanders, Pierre
Garçon. I'm going to stop you. I would look at that. I would look at those tight ends. I mean, you know, I like Delanie Walker, but, you know, Jordan Reed's still there, you said, right?
Yeah. He is.
I mean, he is really good. If he plays, let's assume health, and I would pick him.
Okay, you want to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Jordan Reed, he is seventh round. He is the pick. All right, let's see what comes back around. If Kirk Cousins survives that last round, I think he is our pick. You know, again, we were just one pick away from getting him, and that's a little bit unfortunate. So we do have a couple quarterbacks taken. In between, we have Stafford, Luck, and Big Ben are all off the board. Right now, you know, the quarterbacks we have are Garoppolo, Rivers, Jared Goff, Winston, Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott. I will say this, though. Right now, we are the only team without a quarterback. So I do not think this is the time to pick a quarterback.
Right.
Because nobody's looking at their backup here in the eighth or ninth round. So I think we're okay to stall on that a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So let's find another skill position, another wide receiver possibly. Okay.
So let's look at running backs right now. We're looking at Carlos Hyde, Chris Thompson, Duke Johnson, C.J. Anderson, Jamal Williams, or Aaron Jones.
Huh.
So there's some talent there. Wide receiver, Cooper Kupp, Robbie Anderson, Jordan Nelson, Will Fuller, Devontae Parker, Sterling Shepard, Kelvin Benjamin. I think that there's talent at both positions there. I'm not sure how you feel.
Yeah, where do you see is the best player at running back and wide receiver? Which one?
Man, I'll tell you right now, running back, the fact that we have Ajayi and Geis as our 2 and 3, there's a lot of unknowns around those players. I would like to get somebody who, I'd like to build depth there. But at receiver, I like Cooper Kupp. I like, Will Fuller, as bench guys. I think those are great, great guys. Nelson Agholor, Randall Cobb are two guys I wouldn't mind having on my bench either. So I'll let you make this pick, whatever you need.
I think, yards and TDs. I'm leaning towards Mr. Fuller.
Will Fuller?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go Will Fuller. He would be our wide receiver number 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he is on Sunday brunch. There you go.
Wonderful.
All right. So CJ Anderson still available. That's who this website has us as our next highest draft pick. We still got Garoppolo, Rivers, Cooper Kupp still available too. Got kind of like that. Running back, C.J. Anderson, Jamal Williams, Kerryon Johnson, Nick Chubb, Deonta Foreman, Tariq Cohen. Like any of those guys?
Foreman, Tariq Cohen. The one that I think would be the best is C.J. Anderson, but
you like him better than Cooper Kupp?
No, I don't.
You want to keep building?
So I would pick Cooper Kupp.
Okay. I 100% agree with you on this. So Cooper Kupp is the pick.
Yeah.
So just so everyone's tracking, let's go through our roster again here. We have David Johnson, Jay Ajayi as our starting running backs. Mike Evans, Adam Thielen, Juju Smith-Schuster at receiver. Jordan Reed at tight end. On our bench right now, we have Darius Geis, Will Fuller, and Cooper Kupp. I really like this team.
Yeah, a lot of big names. A lot of names that you feel good about.
Yep. So we still have Garoppolo, Rivers, Goff, Winston, Matt Ryan at quarterback. Running back, we have Tariq Cohen, Theo Riddick, Devontae Booker, LeGarrette Blount, Ty Montgomery. Receiver is not a position we need to address. Tight end, Trey Burton still out there, Tyler Eifert. I'll tell you right now, I feel like going quarterback, and I feel like going Phillip Rivers.
Yeah,
I feel most comfortable with him as opposed to the other guys.
Yeah, I don't have. I would think I feel more comfortable with Phillip Rivers than a Garoppolo. And
okay, all right, good. I tell you what, I'm shocked Trey Burton's still around. I would hate to go for a backup tight end, but that's just kind of an interesting one. Yeah, with Jordan Reed. And there, I think you need to kind of talk about backup tight end.
If he's still around, pick him.
So he is still Let's around. Okay, so there's Trey Burton. Let's go with that. 11th round, Trey Burton. I like that pick.
So we have two picks left to fill out our bench. And you know, I would think a running back.
Okay.
At this point would be necessary.
Necessary?
Very necessary.
Okay, so if we're looking at running backs, Devontae Booker is out there. He still, I guess, is arguably the starter in Denver. There's Doug Martin.
Huh.
Corey Clement, who I know you don't like. Frank Gore out of Miami. Peyton Barber in Tampa Bay. James White, Matt Breida. That's kind of what we're looking at.
My instinct is to look at Devontae Booker because I don't know who else is going to challenge him.
Yeah, they did draft a guy. Not D'Angelo Henderson. They did draft somebody who may challenge him.
And then my second one would be Doug Martin. I don't like Doug Martin at this point.
Well, I don't like either of them, but
yeah.
Just trying to build depth. These are guys, you know, at this point you're saying, hey, you know, if they were playing the game of if they're locked and loaded as a starter, that's great. We're in a 12-team league and we have another starting running back on our team. If not, then that's okay. We'll drop them and play the waiver game. So Devontae Booker, he's the pick. I like it. I like it a lot.
Who is mystery relevant?
Royce Freeman. Yeah. Royce Freeman is the other running back that Denver drafted this year who may challenge Booker for starting position. But I feel like Booker's going to be the guy.
Oh, Royce Freeman's from Oregon?
I think so, yeah. So, all right, roster watch. Let's see what we got here. We have Philip Rivers at quarterback. David Johnson, Jay Ajayi at running back. Evans, Thielen, Juju at receiver. Jordan Reed at tight end. Our bench, Darius Geis, Will Fuller, Cooper Kupp, Trey Burton, and Devontae Booker. We have two running backs, two receivers on our bench, and a tight end. At this time, I think we just have to go, you know, just best player available.
Yeah, but it sticks out. Just pick them.
Yeah. Doug Martin's still there. Samaje Perine, Corey Clement, still there for running backs. At receiver, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett, Paul Richardson, Dante Moncrief, Mike Wallace.
See, that's that. This is where if you want to get nuts, you can't.
Yeah,
I think Calvin Ridley would be.
Just to take a flyer on him and hope he pans out. I mean, he could be something great, and you look like a genius. I mean,
he is your third bench wide receiver guy.
Yeah, he is the last pick of the draft. If he doesn't work out, then he doesn't work out. Okay. Well, that's our final pick, Calvin Ridley. I'll tell you what. Let me see. Let's analyze the results here. I really like that team, especially for a 12-team league. You know, the draft simulator gives us a 92 out of 100 on it. Really like that team. How do you feel?
I do. I like it. I think the ceiling is very high with all those players. I mean, you're really the only question marks are Ajayi and Reed. I mean, let's face it, if Reed doesn't pan out, Trey Burton may not be a drop off at all as far as talent and ability. I don't feel worried at all. And again, Darius Geis could be, if he's a starter, I know we missed out on a chance to handcuff him with Samaje Perine. But
well, that's okay.
But, you know, I I like this team.
All right. Well, good. We win again.
Yeah. Super Bowl. Woo!
All right. Hey, so next time we do a draft, we'll have to do a best ball draft on playdraft.com, and maybe me, you, and Nuke, or me, you, and Computer Tom, or somebody like that to try and switch it up.
That's cheating.
Yeah, he's very good. Although he will pick a lot of tight ends, we can take advantage of that.
That's right.
Get your tight ends early. You'll be okay. But all right. Well, hey, great show, Kirk. What else you got? Anything?
No.
All right, man. Well, hey, that's it for the Fancy Boys signing off.
And fading out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.